The next patient is Mary McClellan. The last name is McClelland. First name, Mary, middle initial R. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the CKD stage 3A-A1. The patient has a left functional kidney. The contralateral kidney was hydronephrotic and is non-functional, period. The patient has been with a stable kidney function. The laboratory workup shows the laboratory workup that was done on November the 1st. Shows a creatinine of 1 milligram, estimated EFR 53 mL per minute, and the proteinuria is ...200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Liver function tests are within normal limits. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. Number two, the patient is a status post ventral hernia and repair. The patient was in the hospital for 6 days. She retained significant amount of fluid. The blood pressure went up. Medication was adjusted, and she's still dealing with problems with mild hypertension. She went to see Dr. Torres. The current prescription is irbesartan 300 milligrams / 12.5 one tablet per day. And metoprolol tartrate, 25 extended release, 25 milligrams daily. The patient still has a diastolic blood pressure that is around 90 most of the time. We are going to increase the administration of hydrochlorothiazide to 25 milligrams, a prescription for 12.5 milligrams of hydrochlorothiazide was called to a pharmacy in Walmart. Following number, the patient has a history of interstitial cystitis with very active sediment. However, this time the urine is clear. Following number, the patient has a history of supraventricular tachycardia that is followed by Dr. Torres, the cardiologist. He's under control. At this point, we are going to reevaluate the case in about 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the chart, 20 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation.